This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practice in pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010. We love hearing from you. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or head to brightsideben.com. PharmacistBen.com or CriticalHealthNews.com. You can purchase all your favorite longevity products right off the website. You can also click on the Join the Team link at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team and start a home-based business helping spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Now's a golden opportunity to at least think about starting a home-based business with all the economic uncertainty here and on the horizon. There's no better time than the present to start a home-based business. If you are intrigued, or if you're an entrepreneur, or if you like the nutrition business, or if nutrition has helped you in your life and you want to help pay it forward and make a little bit of money at the same time, call 866-735-2470 for more info, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Also, would like to remind you to check out our Facebook page, The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. It's a great way to stay in touch with us. You can ask questions, and all of the Bright Side episodes, all Bright Side episodes are posted after they air by my good friend Kevin Peterson in Russia, who posts all our Bright Side episodes on YouTube, and then they're on our Facebook page, which you can check out, The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. Okay, we've got Dr. Michael Lewis coming up in our third segment at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Lewis is the author of several books. We're going to talk about CBD and Alzheimer's disease, CBD and brain health. Dr. Lewis has authored books about brain health involving omega fatty acids. His website, by the way, is drmichaellewismd.com. He is the author of When Brains Collide, What Every Athlete and Parent Should Know About the Prevention and Treatment of Concussions and Head Injuries. And he's come up with a very interesting protocol utilizing omega-3 fatty acids for helping folks deal with concussions and traumatic brain injury or head injuries. Omega-3 fatty acids, of course, are anti-inflammatory, so it makes perfect sense that omega-3s could be used for head injuries, as well as other health challenges that involve inflammation. Dr. Lewis has authored chapters in various medical textbooks and has been involved and presented over 100 abstracts at scientific and medical conferences, all involving inflammation and omegas and fatty acids. And now his latest focus of research is on CBD and the endocannabinoid system.
I've been fascinated with the endocannabinoid system myself as a pharmacist since I learned about it in pharmacy school in the 1980s. I was blown away by the idea that there were actually, when I first heard about it, I just couldn't believe that you had marijuana receptors in your brain. That's what how I thought of it when I was in pharmacy school. Is you had receptors in your brain and in your body, not just your brain, not just the nervous system, but pretty much all cells of the body have receptor sites for cannabinoids. And I just found that to be so unbelievable and so fascinating. And since I've been studying the endocannabinoid system since then, that's going on 35 years now. Anyway, Dr. Michael Lewis will talk to us about cannabidiol, which is one of hundreds of various cannabinoid compounds that are found in the hemp plant and found in the marijuana plant, and found, by the way, in rosemary and oregano and sage, found in hops, found all over nature. We talk about the hemp plant and the marijuana plant as being sources of cannabinoids, and indeed the hemp and marijuana plants are probably the richest sources of the cannabinoids, but cannabinoids are found in all kinds of herbs and plant material. CBD is one of the cannabinoids, cannabidiol. It's the one that's been getting all the press and all the publicity for the last, probably 10, 15 years or so. CBD is anti-inflammatory like all the cannabinoids. CBD is calming like the cannabinoids. It's got benefits for sleep and for pain and for anxiety and for depression. Just so many different ways that you can benefit from the cannabinoids. By the way, Hemp FX, the Hemp FX line from Longevity features cannabinoids, and there's several Hemp FX products if you want to dabble in them or check them out, especially for sleep. They're especially effective for sleep. And if you're interested in self-medicating with CBD, you might want to check out the Hemp FX products. We'll talk to Dr. Michael Lewis about CBD and the nervous system, and I am also going to talk to Dr. Michael Lewis, about the endocannabinoids and the immune system. We had Judy Mikovits on a couple of weeks ago. We're going to have her back on hopefully sometime this month. And her specialty, well, she's got many specialties actually. We talked about vaccines with her, but I want to really talk to her about her research on the endocannabinoid system and the immune system, how you can use cannabinoids to help boost immunity. All the stuff now in the news about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and vaccines and ways that you can medically induce protection or medically protect yourself from viral infections, from the viral infection. Seems like we may want to explore some non-pharmaceutical strategies, and you're not going to hear about them on the through the mainstream media, that's for sure. But it turns out there's wonderful non-pharmaceutical, non-medical strategies that you can use to build your immune system. We talked a lot about beta-glucan last week and the week before. And indeed, mushrooms in general, which are a great source of beta-glucan, can have super therapeutic effects against COVID-19. And that's literal. I'm not exaggerating here. This is from a paper from the Scandinavian Journal of Immunology. Can medicinal mushrooms have prophylactic or therapeutic effect against COVID-19 and superinfection and complicating inflammation? Well, there's lots of compounds and lots of great compounds in COVID-19, and beta-glucan is one of them. One of the most powerful of the immune-boosting mushrooms is something called Agaricus blazei murol, and that's what this article is about. Agaricus blazei murol, or ABM, has been shown to significantly reduce bacteria and increase survival in mice with pneumococcal sepsis and to improve symptoms and quality of life via an anti-inflammatory effect. Hence, mushroom extracts could have therapeutic effect against the pneumonic superinfection and severe lung inflammation that often complicates COVID-19. For the life of me, I don't know why we are not talking more about the power of mushrooms and the power of beta-glucan for boosting the immune system. Mushrooms are so amazing. They're ubiquitous. They're everywhere. They're nature's digestive system. That's their role in the ecosystem. They secrete enzymes that decompose leaves and needles and wood and forest litter. They decompose anything, really. And this decomposing power of mushrooms is a function of their need for nutrients. They break down substances so they can get nutrition. They essentially eat organic matter and act like a digestive system, like nature's digestive system. They don't have any chlorophyll, like plants have chlorophyll. So they get energy from the sun. Fungi, the fungal kingdom, mushrooms are part of the fungal kingdom, depend on other organic matter for their survival. That's why you'll always see mushroom and fungus growing on other things in the form of what we call rot, or sometimes we call it mold. That rot or that mold is essentially the transference of energy that's trapped on dead matter, or trapped in dead matter, into themselves. They're transferring the energy that's in the dead matter into themselves and ultimately into the soil. That's why they play such a vital role in the ecosystem. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on The Bright Side right after this.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. Lines open for you. 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, we'll be speaking to Dr. Michael Lewis at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Lewis is the author of a book about omega-3s and traumatic brain injury, when brains collide, what every athlete and parent should know about the prevention and treatment of concussions and head injuries. His website, Dr. Michael Lewis, MD. His latest focus of research is on the cannabinoid system, specifically CBD. cannabidiol. We'll talk to Dr. Michael Lewis about the brain, the nervous system, and the cannabinoids, and how you can use CBD to deal with things like obsessive compulsive disorder, sleep disorders, depression, anxiety. CBD and the cannabinoids in general activate the parasympathetic nervous system. They have a relaxing effect on the body, and this is why they have such a, in biochemistry we say, pluripotent effect. That means they have many, many, many effects. Pluripotent means they do lots of things. Sometimes you hear the word pleiotropic. Pleiotropic and pluripotent refers to substances that have lots and lots of benefits, and the CBD and the cannabinoids in general meet that criteria. We'll talk to Dr. Lewis about CBD and brain health at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in this segment. Speaking of brain health, and speaking of mushrooms, did you know you can use mushrooms to help prevent early Alzheimer's disease? According to an article in the Frontiers of Medicine, prevention of early Alzheimer's disease by Hericium erinaceus, also known as lion's mane, really interesting looking mushroom that's got long spines and it looks exactly like a lion's mane. And according to this article, folks who ingested, who went through a 3-week protocol of 5 milligrams of Hericium erinaceus mushroom, three 5 milligram capsules per day, appeared to have significantly less amyloid plaques, which are one of the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. And researchers concluded that folks who took the mushrooms demonstrated higher test scores, in contrast with folks who were on the placebo. Alzheimer's disease is one of those tragic, tragic health challenges that is so unnecessary. Even if folks are dealing with Alzheimer's disease, even if they're going through it, they can still improve their symptoms. Do you know if you're going through the worst form of Alzheimer's disease, and I know my dad had it, so I have some personal experience with it, if you just put somebody on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you can immediately, right in front of your eyes, change that person's prognosis. Just with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. In many ways, Alzheimer's disease is the manifestation of long-term nutritional deficiencies in combination with toxicity. Long-term. Long-term degeneration associated with deficiencies and toxicities. That means as soon as you restore nutrients and as soon as you remove toxicity, and by toxicity I am including sugar, which is the main toxin that's associated with Alzheimer's disease, your patient or your family member or friend or loved one, whoever it is, can manifest dramatically improved symptoms right in front of your eyes. One of the greatest gifts you can give somebody who has AD, Alzheimer's disease, or somebody who's frail and fragile, or somebody who's just experiencing cognitive decline as they get older, it doesn't have to be full-blown Alzheimer's disease, is the gift of Beyond Tangy Tangerine. If we really cared about health, everybody in the nursing home would be on Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's that powerful. And I'm not saying that to sell Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I'm saying that as a healthcare professional. It's negligent to deprive an older adult in a nursing home, or somebody who's dealing with cognitive decline issues, or somebody who's dealing with AD, Alzheimer's disease, of nutrition. And also, and Beyond Tangy Tangerine is not merely nutrition, it's electrolyte nutrition, so important for brain health, and it's liquid, so it goes right to work. You can also, if you're also looking for another strategy to help somebody who's dealing with Alzheimer's disease or cognitive decline, is get them off the sugar. And that includes bread and pasta and cereals, not to mention soda pop and fruit juices. I couldn't believe what they were feeding people. When I was visiting my dad when he was in the nursing home, I couldn't believe what they were feeding him. Every meal had apple juice in it. And this poor man was dealing with all kinds of cognitive issues, and you can't change it. I mean, as a relative of the patient, I had to go through the physician to tell him not to have apple juice. Anyway, N-acetylcysteine for retinitis pigmentosa. I absolutely love N-acetylcysteine. I've loved that one for years. I take personally 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of it a day. N-acetylcysteine is a key component of the glutathione molecule. Cysteine is a key component of the glutathione molecule, glutathione being the master antioxidant. And by the way, glutathione is a very underappreciated immune system booster for folks who are thinking about using nutrition to prevent COVID or who are dealing with a COVID infection. Again, demonstrating the utter bankruptcy of the medical model. When do you ever hear about using glutathione or glutathione building strategies for helping folks deal with viral infections? Let me think. Never. Never. Even people who understand alternative medicine are focusing on things like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. I got a note yesterday from a good friend of mine who was very hip to the problems with the medical model. She is an author of a book, a very interesting book, and she's had personal experiences with health challenges that were not being treated by standard medicine. And she sent me a video and a bunch of literature on how important ivermectin was for folks to prevent or as a prophylactic treatment for COVID. Ivermectin, by the way, is a dewormer. And it's not one of the worst drugs you could take. There's definitely worse drugs, but nonetheless, it's a nasty drug, like all drugs. But now there are actually physicians and people who should know better who are saying to use ivermectin prophylactically, meaning even if you're not sick, just to prevent yourself from getting sick. Let me be clear here. It's bad enough to take a drug when you have to take a drug and you don't have any alternatives, but to take a drug for prevention is absurd. And it represents a complete misunderstanding of how the body deals with pharmaceuticals. Yes, it's true that ivermectin is probably not one of the most deadly drugs there is. It's not a good drug, but there's worse. Nonetheless, when you take ivermectin, your body has to mobilize its vitamin C. It has to mobilize its B complex. It has to mobilize its copper and its magnesium, among other nutrients. Its essential fatty acids get redirected towards what? Towards detoxifying and eliminating and breaking that down. That means you have less B vitamins to fight disease. That means you have less vitamin C to build connective tissue. That means you have less magnesium for your circulatory system and for your heart and for your brain. How is that possibly a good thing? Especially when we can boost our immunity in a healthy way by using glutathione building substances, by using N-acetylcysteine, by using magnesium and vitamin C, by laying off the sugar, by jumping on a rebounder, by meditating. It's almost endless. Literally, it's almost endless the strategies that we can employ to support our health and to support our immune system. And all we hear about is drugs and vaccines and medicalization. It's so unfair and it's so anti-human. I was on a podcast last week with a physician, and he was a nice guy, but he hadn't heard of any of these ideas. He'd heard of vitamin D, but he didn't even know what glutathione was, let alone its importance for building the immune system. Nice guy, and I don't mean to attack him, but it's crazy how little understanding we have in our drugged-up, pharmaceuticalized, medicalized world. But it's up to us. It's up to us as patients, and it's up to us as the loved ones of patients, to take the ball into our own court. You don't need to be medicalized to protect yourself from a viral infection. You don't need to be medicalized, even if you have a viral infection, unless it gets really, really severe. You don't need to be medicalized for the most part, period, unless you have some kind of severe trauma or severe infection. All right. Dr. Michael Lewis coming up next. We're going to talk about brain health and CBD. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States has reversed a decision to bring the USS Nimitz aircraft carrier home from the Gulf, with the Pentagon saying that due to recent threats by Iran, the Armada will stay in position. Officials have launched a federal probe into the rise of robberies at gunpoint targeting U.S. postal workers in New Mexico. A growing number of incidents are being seen in the city of Albuquerque, with 8 cases since mid-October. Postal inspectors are offering rewards up to $50,000 for arrests. The public has been asked to keep an eye out and call 911 if they see anything.
A pastor was killed and two other people were injured in a shooting at a Winona, Texas church Sunday after the pastor confronted a man who had been hiding from police in the church overnight. After a manhunt, a suspect was arrested in Harrison County. WFAA is reporting the pastor killed was 62-year-old Mark McWilliams. Tanya Roberts, the one-time Bond girl, Charlie's Angel, and That 70s Show actress, has died. She was 65. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All 32 teams played Sunday in the National Football League, the final week of the regular season. We now have a playoff picture and who's in the hunt for the Lombardi Trophy. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
The matchups are set for the first weekend of the NFL playoffs. With each conference having an additional team participating, next weekend we'll see six wild card games. On Saturday, the Indianapolis Colts will take on the Buffalo Bills. The LA Rams head to Seattle to take on the Seahawks. And the Washington football team will host Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. On Sunday, the Tennessee Titans welcome the Baltimore Ravens in a rematch from last season's divisional round. The Chicago Bears take on the New Orleans Saints, and the Cleveland Browns will take on the Pittsburgh Steelers in a rematch from their Week 17 game that saw the Browns clinch their first playoff berth in 18 seasons. The Kansas City Chiefs and Green Bay Packers received first-round byes as the top seeds in the AFC and NFC, respectively. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Now that the holidays are officially over, John Clemens has more on getting mentally ready for 2021.
Jerry Weiss-Corbelly of the Good News Network tells us about one result from the survey that was conducted by One Poll. So what do people want in 2021?
Number one, have a more positive outlook in life. Number two, try not to focus on the negative things as much. Number three, take better care of their mental health. Number four, donate more money to charity. And number five, volunteer in their community more.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time and 24-7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that one up. We also have archives at BrightsideBen.com with a search engine and all the Ingevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. Got news stories, blog posts, and join the team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business. And also, please check out our True Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds. Wound healing equals beauty. And that's what True Treatments are all about, and that's why we have 1,500 4 and 5 star reviews, which you can check out at truthreviewed.com. Truthtreatments.com for all of our Truth Treatment products, and truthreviewed.com for our 1,500 4 and 5 star reviews. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest. Dr. Michael Lewis is a researcher. He's the president of the Brain Health Education and Research Institute, which he founded in 2011. He's the author of a book on brain injury, brain health, and brain injury, called When Brains Collide. His specialty is omega-3s, and he's an expert on nutritional interventions for brain health, particularly for brain injuries. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Michael Lewis. Hey, Dr. Lewis.
Hey, it's great to be with you.
It's great to have you on. I got to tell you, I've been studying CBD and the cannabinoids since 1986, and I've been absolutely fascinated with them, and I've been very excited in the last 5 or 10 years that they've been out in the mainstream. So tell us your take on CBD and how it functions as a pseudo-nutritional, I don't want to say nutritional substance, but as a pseudo-nutritional substance in terms of, number one, its relationship to omega-3 fatty acids, and number two, for its therapeutic benefits for the nervous system.
Well, how many hours do we have? I mean, that's a whole semester's worth of information right there.
Succinctly.
I mean, cannabinoids, the cannabis plant, let me put it this way, has been around for thousands of years. Every major society, culture, in the history of mankind has used cannabis in a variety of ways, everything from recreational to medicinal. And like you said, it's just been in the last 20 or so years that we've really been able to understand it from more of a scientific level that we can appreciate. And it's really been fascinating. I came at it from the military, where the military still does not allow the use of it. And so I didn't discover it until after I retired. And it's been a fascinating learning experience for me. And what's really been fascinating is that interaction, as you mentioned, between the omegas, not just omega-3s, but omega-6s, and our internal, our actual cannabinoid receptors that we've come with. I mean, every mammal with a backbone has cannabinoid receptors, and we just learned about them in the last couple of decades.
Do you suspect that there's a relationship between essential fatty acid deficiency and cannabinoid deficiency?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, so you have to realize, nature didn't give us these cannabinoid receptors for the cannabis plant. I mean, it just doesn't quite, that would be a little too convenient. We have these internal, these endogenous cannabinoid molecules that our body makes on our own. And the main one that we know the most about, and the first one discovered, is called anandamide, for short. It's got a long chemical name, but anandamide, which means bliss molecule in Sanskrit. And the best thing about it is, or the interesting thing about it is, it's made from omega-6, from arachidonic acid. And so it's made from arachidonic acid, and it's broken back down into arachidonic acid. The thing about CBD is that it actually, one of the main ways it interacts with serotonin receptors and other receptors, but the biggest thing is this happy molecule, this bliss molecule, anandamide, CBD keeps it from getting broken down. So it interrupts the process of breaking it down, so it keeps our happy molecules around longer.
Is that how it has its exhibits its anxiolytic and relaxing and its antidepressant effects?
Well, absolutely. And, we now know that the runner's high, if you will, that feeling that you get from intense exercise, it's all great. And we used to always call it a runner's high, and we said it was this endorphin rush.
Yeah.
Well, it's not. It's not an endorphin.
Really?
It's anandamide. That's what's causing the runner's high, and the interaction with these receptors in our brain that keep us happy. So it's like the equalizer on your old stereo, the cannabinoid system, our internal cannabinoid system. So it's not the volume control, it's not the tuning, it's the fine tuning of like an equalizer system. So that it kind of keeps our body in sync and fine tuned, if you will.
Are there things we do in our lives as part of our lifestyle that act to suppress the cannabinoid system? And are there things we could do to enhance it? Not supplementing, just in terms of how we live our lives.
Well, absolutely. And enhancing it, I tried to look at the positive side of things. So let's talk about enhancing. Enhancing the endogenous cannabinoid system, or endocannabinoid system for short, or ECS for even shorter, it's basically influenced by diet and exercise, and that can be either in a positive direction or it can be in a negative direction, as you can imagine. So, let's stick on the positive side. If you're exercising on a regular basis and you're eating healthy and getting enough of your omega-3s in particular, but, your omegas and your good fats and eating healthy, that's going to support your endogenous cannabinoid system.
Now, when you say exercise, are you saying, like, exercise will make, you'll make more cannabinoids in response to exercise? And is there a certain type of exercise, aerobic versus, say, resistance exercise, resistance training?
Well, intense exercise is probably the best way to put it. And so that can be in intervals. You know, if you're running marathons, you know, you're doing a lot of damage to your body. There's a lot of reactive oxygenation going on, a lot of free radicals being generated. So I'm not a big fan of long aerobic type of exercise because it causes too many problems. You know, it's great for some people. They love it, and that's their mental escape or whatever. But for most of us, it's not really a healthy way to go. So you get much more out of quick, intense exercises, and that's how our bodies were designed, is, you know, to run away from that tiger when you came around the corner. Not run a marathon to, you know, what happened to the first guy that ran a marathon in Greece? He delivered to the news and dropped over dead. So, you know, I kind of look at that like, which do you want? So, intense exercise, shorter is better. That's, you know, it's why this high intensity interval training has become very popular, because it's easier on the body, but you get the same benefits for your metabolism as well as your mental health. And so, I'm a big fan of trying to get, you know, do something daily, and particularly weightlifting or resistance training is becoming more recognized as more and more important, even more so than aerobic exercise.
What's the relationship between cortisol and the cannabinoids? Is there an antagonistic relationship there?
Well, it's cortisol can decrease the effects of the cannabinoid system, and so, you know, cortisol is just like adrenaline. It's got a purpose, you know, to fight or flight kind of thing. But, you know, long term, it's like chemical insults to our body that hurt our immune system and our endogenous cannabinoid system.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the immune system and the cannabinoids, especially in light of all the stuff that's going on today. We got Dr. Michael Lewis on the Bright Side. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. times with fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back on the bright side, we're talking to Dr. Michael Lewis, Dr. Colonel Michael Lewis, author of the book When Brains Collide. We're talking about CBD and the cannabinoid system, the endocannabinoid system. I want to talk about the immunity, Dr. Lewis, and the cannabinoids. Before we get into that, I'm kind of curious. Did you have any kind of pushback on doing CBD research when you were in the military, or were you doing CBD research?
Well, I didn't even know what CBD was when I was in the military. So it wasn't until a couple years after I had retired, gotten involved in omega-3 research with the military and during my time in the military, and turned out that some of the key people in one of the companies I was advising moved over to the CBD industry and said, hey, come take a look at this stuff. And that's how I got introduced to it. I literally knew nothing about it. I had to.
Wow.
It was a great learning experience for me. And what was more fascinating is when I figured out there was this great connection between the omegas and the cannabinoids.
Yeah. You hadn't heard of the endocannabinoid system as a neurotransmitter system?
Not at all. You know, I graduated medical school before it was even discovered. So, so it certainly wasn't taught in medical school when I was there.
Do you think it will ever go mainstream to the point where it's in the military? The military recognizes its importance or relevance?
Well, I hope so. I mean, they're certainly aware of it. They don't allow it, but they're certainly aware of it. And I think as federal law changes in regards to cannabis in general, that it's going to be harder and harder for them to ignore it.
So let's talk about the immune system. I imagine there's an important connection between the cannabinoids and immunity.
Well, there really is. And again, it's that fine-tuning, that equalizer kind of fine-tuning system of not just our nervous system, but our immune system as well. In fact, it's so struggling on my ability to say that. Anyway, it's so intimately tied to the immune system that the second type of receptors that were discovered, or what we call the cannabinoid type 2 receptors, are actually associated almost exclusively with the immune system itself. And so the CB1 receptors are associated with neurotissue or brain tissue and nerve tissue. So they're more concentrated in the brain, but also, you know, throughout the body. But the CB2 type receptors are associated with the immune system. So they're the greatest concentration, of course, is going to be in our gut, in our intestines. That's the greatest immune concentration, as far as function, is our gut, for pretty obvious reasons, to, you know, be able to digest food that's not going to kill us. And but there's also CB2 receptors in our brain that helps control brain inflammation as well. So it's the CB2 receptors have everything to do with controlling the amount of inflammation that goes on, not just in the brain but throughout the body.
So when you say they're exclusively on in the immune system, do you mean they're on macrophages and white blood cells and neutrophils, et cetera, or are you talking about inflammatory reactions?
It's mostly inflammatory reactions, but also they're much more intimately tied to both is the short answer. So they're tied to the cells of the immune system, but also they help control the inflammatory reaction. So inflammation, you know, we want to vilify inflammation, and that's not the right thing. Inflammation is life. You got to have inflammation. Mm-hmm. If you get injured, you know, you need inflammation to help get all the repair cells in there to do their job, get all the bad stuff out of there. And so inflammation is absolutely life. The problem is that our bodies are so out of balance.
Yeah.
That we don't resolve the inflammation like we should. And that becomes talk about the balance of omega-3s and omega-6s, because the downstream effects of omega-3s are to help resolve the inflammation, and the downstream effects of omega-6s promote inflammation. And so it's kind of an interesting thing but the anandamide and the internal endogenous cannabinoids are made from and broken down into omega-6s. So if we keep them from getting broken down, it not only keeps us happier, but it helps with the immune response as well.
So CBD has inflammatory and anti-inflammatory effects?
No, the CBD, the cannabinoids have both effects.
That's interesting.
And so CBD does is help keep the one of the ways that it acts, and there's numerous ways that we're discovering and more being discovered all the time, is to keep the endogenous cannabinoids around longer. And so if you're keeping them around longer doing their job, then they're not getting broken down into these pro-inflammatory omega-6s.
What do you know about, like, the other forms of other cannabinoids, like CBN, for example? There's a lot of people talking about CBD versus CBN, and CBN's getting a lot of press now, cannabinol.
Well, there's
CBG and other ones.
I keep hearing, you know, that they now believe there's over 100 or even 120 different types of cannabinoids in the cannabis plant that have been discovered. Some of them are so minute, so little that the concentration that they're, you know, the reason that they, you know, why we don't know about much about them is because they're in such microscopic levels. And so that becomes quite the issue. How do you study something like that? In some cases, it might be like 0.01% as far as of the cannabinoids in a plant. So it's really hard to say. CBG is kind of one of the more interesting ones for me, because that is what they consider sort of a mother type of molecule, as in most of the cannabinoids, they believe that a lot of the cannabinoids start as CBG and then differentiate, or almost like the stem cells, if you will, of cannabinoids. That CBG is the mother stem cell that then gets created, then gets made into CBD and even THC and other types of cannabinoids. But CBG is for that mother of all cannabinoids, if you will.
So where does THC fit into the deal? Do you get the same kind of anti-inflammatory and immune boosting benefits that you do from that you do with CBD?
Well, I'm not a big fan of THC, because the psychoactive effects of THC, which is why people have used cannabis recreationally is because they want the THC. They want the psychoactive effects of that. You don't get that from any of the other or very few of the other cannabinoids like CBD and CBG and CBN and CBC and all these alphabet soups. They're not psychoactive like THC. And I've just seen too many patients over my career that, particularly young females, that have complete psychotic breaks from exposure to THC. So I'm not a big fan of it. It's not to say that there's not medicinal value to THC. In fact, it's believed that a trace amount of THC actually helps potentiate the effect of CBD and some of the other cannabinoids. You get that entourage effect, if you will.
I've also heard that CBD can kind of antagonize THC a little bit if you do too much THC. Have you heard that?
It does. It's the antidote, actually. So, so if you look at the chemical structure of anandamide, which basically THC mimics the effect of the interaction with that CB1 receptor. So anandamide and THC are not the same chemical structure. So while anandamide is this perfect lock and key kind of fit with the CB1 receptor, THC is not that perfect fit, but it's good enough to get into that, that receptor. And what happens is that CBD comes along and kind of hits the side of the receptor, and the THC is just enough not good fit that when CBD hits the side of the receptor, it knocks the THC off. So it actually can be the antidote, if you will, for THC or THC overdosing.
Dr. Luce, we're out of time, but I just want to ask you, what's a good protocol for somebody if they want to start using CBD? We only have like 30 seconds.
I like the Plus CBD line of Plus CBD oil line of products, mainly a huge part because of the quality, but also because it comes in soft gels. And they're really easy to take, and you know exactly what you get. And no, everybody's dose is different. So I say get the gold soft gels and start with one in the morning and one in the evening and see how it affects you, and then adjust the dose or the timing or both.
Doc, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being on The Bright Side. Dr. Michael Lewis's website, Dr. Michael Lewis, MD. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendabite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.